From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has criticized the federal judge who temporarily blocked his ban on travel to the U.S. from seven predominantly Muslim countries, warning that the ruling will allow what he called bad people into the U.S.
I will never forget that my responsibility is to keep you, the American people, safe and free. That's why last week I signed an executive order to help keep terrorists out of our country. The executive order establishes a process to develop new vetting and mechanisms to ensure those coming into America love and support our people, that they have good intentions.
And now a U.S. appeals court has rejected the Trump administration's request to immediately reinstate that travel ban. Demonstrators took to the streets of many U.S. cities as well as cities in other countries. This is one of the protesters who was outside the U.S. Embassy in London.
I think it's ridiculous. Like, so many of my friends are Muslim, and I don't agree with that at all. How can you base someone on their religion not to come to the country? Not all Muslims are terrorists. That's not true. It's not the religion. It's not the religion. It's their ideology, and that's not right.
Meantime, President Trump continues to have phone conversations with world leaders. He spoke with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, seeking to reassure him of continued U.S. support as government forces and pro-Russia rebels battle near the Russian border. A top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says Tehran has conducted missile and radar exercises this weekend. The drills coming after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for ballistic missile tests it conducted last week. The U.S. defense chief has called Iran the single biggest sponsor of terrorism. This is VOA News. Jordan says it has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State targets in southern Syria. Drones and precision-guided munitions killed and wounded an unspecified number of IS militants. Pro-Western Jordan has carried out such strikes before as part of a U.S.-led alliance against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Latest attacks came after King Abdullah held high-level meetings in Washington about a possible U.S. shift in Syria policy. A Pakistani security official is saying at least 13 people have been killed. It happened in an avalanche that buried five homes following heavy snowfall in the country's north. The avalanche struck where rescuers retrieved the 13 bodies, the town of Chitral. Other efforts are underway to reach any survivors. After mass protests that have rocked the country for days, Romania's government has announced it will repeal a highly controversial emergency decree that decriminalizes official misconduct. Dutu Florin is one of the protesters.
It took them a couple of days to make this step aside. I'm not considering a fully step behind because there is some damage still in the legal papers they put in the official gazette. And it is already a huge legal debate on the real effects and the consequences of what they have voted and in the government and what they have published in the official gazette. However, it's important that they understood Romania is strong democracy, people are in the street, and you cannot avoid doing the right thing.
In fact, some protesters are still on the streets of Bucharest in the tens of thousands. The Patrick Henry Village in Heidelberg is following the refugee policy of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who said anti-terrorism efforts should not justify general suspicion against a specific group of people. This woman is in charge of the refugee facility.
The arrival center is a former premises of the U.S. military. They closed up in 2013. And in 2014, when there was a really high increase of refugees coming into Germany, we did open, the state of Baden-Württemberg did open this arrival center. Right now, there are about 2,000 refugees or asylum seekers living here on the premises.
Refugees are allowed to live in that camp in Heidelberg for around 6 months. And then Eileen says, that's the woman we just heard, that most apply for asylum in Germany. You can get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and as always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.